Okay. First of all, I want to thank Rabbi Levine for giving me the time. I try not to take too much time away from this year. But it was his suggestion, when I told him that I wanted to make a siyum, that I make it here with you fellas. I rarely make a personal siyum. And when I do, it tends to be unconventional. So for those of you who ask me what mesechta I'm making a siyum on, the answer is none. Okay. Today I'm making a siyum on Midrash Tanchuma, which I have been learning daily for the last 2 years. If you recall, when we finished Sefer Daniel, we didn't make a siyum right away. We waited until we finished Ezra and Nehemiah and then made a cumulative siyum. So today it's like that for me as well, because since the last time I made a siyum, which was on Midrash Rabbah, since that time I've also learned Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer, Tana Devei Eliyahu Rabbah and Zuta, Midrash Shmuel, and Midrash Mishlei. So now the siyum culminates those and Tanchuma. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to read through the last part, and then I'm going to say a few words based on another piece there, and then do the Hadron, which I have slightly modified for the occasion. Okay. Actually, I had started out on Parshas Beshalach when I began this project, and today the siyum is at the very end of Parshas Beshalach. After the victory over Amalek, Pasuk says, "Vayiven Moshe Mizbeach, vayakra Shemo Hashem Nisi." That Moshe built a Mizbeach and he called it Hashem Nisi. Now, God is my Nes. Now, we know that Nes has two meanings. We've had this here in the course of this year as well. Of course, a Nes means a miracle, and a Nes also means a banner. So the trick is, which of these interpretations, and by the way, if you look it up in English translations, you'll find one says banner, one says miracle on this pasuk, and both of them, I think, fit in the Medrash, as we'll see. Amar lahem Moshe li Yisrael. Moshe said to Bnei Yisrael, "Hanes hazeh sho'asah lochem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this miracle that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for you by helping you to defeat Amalek, bishvilo asah, he did it for his own sake. Laman shemo asah, he did it for his name's sake. Shalo hayu re'uyim ba'asah sho'ah lo'asah hanes, because you were unworthy at that time of having a nes like this performed for you in your own merit. Ad motzei, we find. Kol zaman sheYisrael banes, hanes lifonav." This is the tricky part. As a rule, whenever Bnei Yisrael is, here's how I'm going to understand it. Whenever Bnei Yisrael is the beneficiary of a nes, hanes lifonav, our banner is before him. You know, what's a banner after all? We talk about the Star Spangled Banner, which is the flag of the United States, which means something with which we identify. So we identify with the United States, so that's our banner. The same thing, we have a banner, however that looks like, that shows that we identify with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and as we'll see in a moment, mutually, he identifies with us. Shenemar, Vayikra Shemo Hashem Nisi, and this is derived, this idea is derived from the pasuk that we just read. And similarly, Tzarol Yisrael Tzarol Lefonav. And when Bnei Yisrael is in a state of trouble or pain, then he, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is troubled and pained as well. Shenemar, B'chol Tzoratzom Lo Tzor. A pasuk in Shayahu says, in all their troubles, he is troubled. Simchol Yisrael, and the converse, when Bnei Yisrael is celebrating, HaSimcha Lefonav, he also celebrates with us. Shenemar. Pasuk in Shmuel, Kisomachti b'Yeshua Secho. I celebrate in your salvation, Hashem says. V'chein hu omer, other psukim to support this idea. V'chein hu omer, v'galti b'Yerushalayim v'sasti b'ami. I will rejoice in Yerushalayim and celebrate with my people. V'omer, u'masos chason al kolo yusis olayach elo koyach. And similarly in Yeshayahu, as a Chosan celebrates with his Kala, your God celebrates with you. And then it ends, Amen Bechein Yehi Ratzon, which is appropriate enough for a Siyam, of course. Okay. Where does the idea of a seum originate in any case? Well, we learned that when Shlomo HaMelech became king, HaKadosh Baruch Hu granted him a wish, whatever he wished for. And he wished for knowledge, and he was given, he received wisdom. Then, subsequent to that, Vayavo Yerushalayim, Vayamod Lefnei Aron Baris Hashem, and he went to Yerushalayim, and he stood before the Ark of God's Covenant, Vayal Alos Ushlamim, and he brought sacrifices, Vayas Mishtel Echol Avadav, and he made a party for all his servants. The commentary of the Medrash, this is in Koheles Rabbah, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Mikan Shosim Sudo Legomra Shel Torah. From here, we derive the idea of making a seuda upon completion of the Torah. Now, in the back of that sefer, I found some commentary that says, "Mi midrash zeh reu harishonim makor l'simcha shesmechim biyom simchas Torah." That there our custom of celebrating with a seuda on Simchas Torah derives from this line in the Medrash. And Osim Chasanei Torah Seuda, that the Chasan Torah is the one who is supposed to provide for the Seuda. And then extending that idea, Mistamchim Ha'achronim Al Midrash Zeh, the Achronim use this very same line in the Medrash to extend the concept Legabe Seuda Siyum Maseches, upon completion of a Maseches, celebrating with a Seuda's Mitzvah. So that's where the concept originates. So, there was something on the page before the one I just read at the very end that I think is relevant and tells us something. A pasuk right before the one I quoted earlier says, "Kesov zos," Hashem says to Moshe, "Kesov zos zikaron basefer v'sim be'oznei Yehoshua." Write this down in a book of remembrance and place it in Yehoshua's ear. The Medrash comments, there were four tzaddikim who were sent a message by Hashem. Two of them got the message and acted on it, and two of them didn't. Who were the ones who didn't? Yaakov and Moshe, nitan lohem remez v'lo chashu. Both Yaakov and Moshe received the message, but they didn't get the message. How did this happen? Yaakov. In Yaakov's case, Amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'hinei onohi imach u'shmarticha. Hashem promised him, I will be with you, and I will watch over you, protect you. And what happens, not too long afterwards, comes the confrontation with Esav. Ulebatsav v'yiro Yaakov ma'od. He was very much afraid. Really? Adom she'evticha HaKadosh Baruch Hu hayom ispached? Somebody who has God's promise of being protected? And he's scared? What is he scared of? Elo Amar Yaakov, what was he thinking? Shema kishayisi beveis Lavan atamei nislachlachti betuma ubachei. Maybe all that time that I lived with Lavan, some of his filth, some of his sin may have rubbed off on me somehow. So there's this insecurity, which is a whole other story. But anyway, the idea is Hashem gave him the message. He didn't get the message. And then Moshe Rabbeinu, nitan lo remez v'lo chash, he also didn't get the message. Shomarlo, Kesov Zovsi Karam Basefer Basimbas Ne Yoshua, the pasuk that we just quoted. What is the message? Lomar, Shatom Meis, you're going to die. But, Vihoshua, Machnis Yisrael La'oretz, and Yoshua will be the one to bring the Jewish people into the land of Israel. Bechan Ne'marlo, Velo Chash. He was sent a message, but he didn't get it. How do we know he didn't get it? Because at the end, he's pleading with Hashem at the beginning of Parshas Vayeschanan. Vayeschanan el Hashem ebra na ve'era. Let me pass over and let me see the land of Israel. So he didn't get the message. Aval, David and Mordechai nitan lahem remez v'choshu. But David HaMelech and Mordechai received a message, and they got it, and they acted on it. David, he said, "Gam ishari, gam hadov hiko abdecha." When he was going to go up against Goliath, he said, "Well, it happened that I defeated a lion and I defeated a bear, something which was unnatural, which means something that Hashem was allowing me to do to overcome the lion and overcome a bear? And if I can do that, then why can't I overcome Goliath as well with Hashem's help? He got the message. He acted on it. Mordechai, ubekol yom b'yom Mordechai misalech l'fnei chatzar beis anashim. He would go by every day by the courtyard of the women's house. Omar, he thought, efshar l'tzadekes zu shetinosei l'arel? Is it possible for this tzadekes Esther to marry this goy? Ella shasit davar gadol liyos al Yisrael. But something big is about to happen. Something that shasidim li natzel al yodeha. She's in this position because somehow our salvation will come through her. So these are the examples. These latter two are the examples of people who were sent a message. They got the message and they acted on it. And that's obviously a very important lesson. It's important to get the message. And it's important, once you get the message, to act on it. I enjoy reading these stories of Balei Tshuva. And it always happens that either some event in their life, or they heard an inspiring lecturer, or they met an inspiring individual, and they got the message, and they acted on it, and they change their lives as a result. And there are plenty of other people who have experiences in their lifetimes who have been in the same room with the same lecturer and nothing happened. Either they didn't get the message or they didn't act on it. So obviously it's those who do are obviously better off and rewarded for it. So I was thinking that, you know, here we are in the morning kollel. And, you know, there's a lot of retired people. There's a lot of people who are not working. Not every one of them are going to this program or a program like ours. But somehow or other, we were inspired to come here and to come and learn. And that's a form of getting the message. And not only were we inspired in a one-shot, you know, before we got here, but the truth is, coming here every single day and learning with Rabbi Levine, he inspires us every single day. So I want to thank Rabbi Levine for that and for allowing me to share the time with the morning kollel. And it's a privilege to be with you guys, and we should continue to get the message. Okay, now I'd like to say the Hadron. If you will unhook me, please.
Okay.
Hadron Aloch Midrash Tanchuma Vahadrach Alon. Datan Aloch Midrash Tanchuma Vedatach Alon. Lonis Nashe Minach Midrash Tanchuma Vela Sis Nashe Minon. La Ba'alma Hadain Vela Ba'alma De Ose. Yehiratom Melfanecha Adonai Eloheinu Ve'elohei Avosenu. Shetehe Torascha Emunasenu Ba'olam Hazeh Uzehe Yimonu Le'olam Haba. Hanina Bar Papa, Rami Bar Papa, Nachman Bar Papa, Achoy Bar Papa, Abamari Bar Papa, Rafram Bar Papa, Rachish Bar Papa, Surchav Bar Papa, Ada Bar Papa, Doru Bar Papa. Harevno Adonai Eloheinu Es Divrei Torascha Befinu Uvifios Amcha Beis Yisrael Nieh Anachnu V'setzo'enu V'setzo'ei Amcha Beis Yisrael Kulonu Yodei Shemechav Lomdein Torasecha Lishma. Me oivai tichak meni mitzvosecha, ki liolam hi li. Yihi libi tamim bechukecha laman lo evosh, liolam lo eshkach pikudecha, ki vom chi yisoni. Baruch ato Adonoi, lamdeni chukecha, amen, 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 selo vaed. Modim anachnu loch, Adonoi Eloheinu ve'elohei avosenu, shesamto chelkenu miyoshvei beis hamidrash, walo samto chelkenu miyoshvei keronos, she'onu mashkimim ve'hei mashkimim, onu mashkimim ledivrei Torah, ve'hei mashkimim ledivorim b'teilim, onu amelim ve'hei amelim, onu amelim u'mekablim sachar, ve'hei amelim ve'enom mekablim sachar, onu ratzim ve'hem ratzim, onu ratzim l'chaye olam haba, ve'hem ratzim l'v'er shachas, sh'ne'emar, yata Elohim toridem, l'v'er shachas, anshe domim u'mirma, lo yakasu yimehem v'ani yaptach ba. You hear it's all lifonecha. Adonai Elohai, Kishem Shazartani, Lisayim, Midrash Tanhuma, Kain Tazreni Lhaskil, Midrashim, Lusfarim, Achirim, Lusayimon, Lil Molu Lame, Lishmov, Lasos, Lakayem, is called the Rei Tamut Tarasecha Biava, Uzahus, Kol Hatanoim, Amoroim, Tamide, Hakamim, Yamod, Li, Ulizari, Shalon, Tomush, Hatarami, P, Umi Pizari, Vizera Zari, Adolon, Vis Kayem, B, Behis halechecha tanche osach b'shachbacha tishmor olecha v'hakitzo siha hi tisichecha ki vi yirbu yomecha v'yosifu lecha shenos chayim orech yamim b'mina b'smola osher v'kavod anay os le'amo yitain anay v'arek asamo v'ashalom. Yisgadal yisgadash v'ei rabot v'yomar di hu asid l'ishah dosa v'la achaya mesaya v'la asoka yoton l'chaye oma ולמבני קרקו בירושלים, ולשחלולו תקולי בגבה, ולמרקר פולקונה נברוע מן הרוח, ולעשובו פולקונה די שמיו לעשרי וימלית קודשו בריחו ומלכוסי ביקורי וחייכון וביומכון וחיי בכל בית ישראל בגו לו בזמן קריב ימרו אמן. אמן. The Kayin Arikanim is a neighbor to Kayo for Konom and Kodom, Abahondi Bishmayo, Bimru Amen. Yehe Shlomo Rabba, Minchmayo, the Kayin Molin of Yal Kog Yisrael, Bimru Amen. Shalom, Bimru Amen. We are saying Shalom Molin of Yal Kog Yisrael, Bimru Amen.
Thank you. Thank you.
Here's your names.
Your names.